their secret mountain lair somewhere in Colorado. This is the Image Doctors Photography Podcast with your hosts, Jason Odell and Rick Walker.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Image Doctors Photography Podcast. I'm Jason Odell.
I'm Rick Walker.
It's good to be back with you guys. And this week we're going to be talking a little bit about the newest version of Lightroom that was released about a week and a half ago now, which is a major update to Lightroom, as well as there was Photoshop and the whole creative, you know, the whole Adobe product line got updated, I think. Mm-hmm. Haven't spent any real time with the Photoshop stuff yet, but Lightroom got bumped up to version 11. So this is a major version update. This is not an incremental thing. But there's some pretty great new features, really great features. I think we've both been very, very pleased with what came in it. With respect to making local adjustments, it's something we've talked about a lot in the past. We both rely on very much.
And I think we both have a belief that doing the right kind of local adjustments, you know, dodging and burning and contouring, using those things and a variety of other things can really make the difference in a photo.
Absolutely.
You can take it from just okay to really impressive.
Right. So,
and for me, this is absolutely the biggest enhancement I've seen in Lightroom ever. In terms
it's the magnitude of
what it does.
It's a massive paradigm shift. It's not that it's doing things that it couldn't have done before. Some of it, yes, but I mean, some of these tools are sort of been there, but the implementation has changed with the tools that makes them amazingly easy to use and tremendously more powerful, in my opinion.
Yeah. So let's just talk a little bit about what changed, and then we can both talk a little bit about how it's impacted our own images. Mm-hmm. So one of the things is they, like many other software products, recently they've injected AI in there.
Yep. Yep.
In the masking, and it takes two forms, really. One is sky recognition, where you can just simply hit a button and say select sky, and it does a fantastic job of selecting the sky and not the mountains and not the trees. And I mean, it really is good.
It does work really
it's just amazing. And
yeah,
so you can really control your sky easily and get just the right shade of blue and brightness. Mm-hmm. You know, to balance out the rest of the shot. So that by itself is wonderful. And then it's also got a select subject mode where it makes some guesses based on its AI engine about what the primary subject is. And if it's a person, you know, for example, I used some photos I'd taken of my wife. It does incredibly well at selecting her hair, mm-hmm. getting the right amount of feathering on it. It doesn't have any of those blocky things in the selection that you saw in the past with a lot of tools. It just works pretty much perfectly most of the time. And then you can always tweak it and update it, but amazingly well. And then the select subject will work for other photos too. And you know how well it works depends a lot on the photo. Sometimes it's select something that's a key portion of the image, but maybe not as much as you'd like. Again, you can add things to the selection pretty easily, but a lot of times it's a good starting point.
Yeah, I've found so far in my limited playing around with this, it works pretty well with animals. It definitely mm-hmm. nails people. For other shots, it may not know, and you know that's not a bad thing, because if you hit that button, you say select subject, and it doesn't know what it is, it might give you a hint that your photo you might not have a subject. not always. I mean, we have some shots from Croatia where it's like alleyways and stuff, and it doesn't really know what the subject is. And that's okay, but it works. I think the biggest change to anybody, just if you update your Lightroom to Lightroom version 11, again, this is a major update. You're gonna have to upgrade your catalog, you know, make a new copy of it V11, mm-hmm. do all these things. So this is not just a, you know, this, But the first thing you're going to notice is that the local adjustment panel is completely different. They've just completely replaced what used to just be at a gradient or at a brush with a full dedicated masking panel. They call them masks now. And then the other huge thing, and we'll talk about in relation, is that things that used to be linked to a specific selection type, like we've talked in the past about the luminosity range masking option and the color range masking option, those things used to have to put down either a gradient of some kind or a brush, whatever that you were going to do, and then you could use those tools. Now you can just start with that straight implementation of select gradient, select luminance range,
that's a great thing.
And then you can further modify those, and so that's a huge thing, because you can just say, I want to select a color range, and you don't have to have decided that I'm using a gradient or doing some other tricks that we used to do with like dropping gradients off the edges of images and things like that. You can just say, I want to select blues. And the other thing that I really like about it now too is when you do choose something like color range, it gives you the eyedropper automatically. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. That used to drive me nuts, but that's an aside.
And you can just click it on one color and have it pick up a pretty narrow range. You can draw a box around a range of colors, mm-hmm. and have it pick up that whole range. So that's very nice. And it's just extremely usable.
And then you get these masks, which you can then name, which is cool. It's like having a container, mm-hmm. it's like a folder. But here's the really cool thing. Well, there's a bunch of really cool things. Another really cool thing is that your mask container can have multiple selections in it. You can use all these tools simultaneously
to create a complex mask.
Right. So you can have a radial gradient combined with a linear gradient combined with the brush, and they can be used in both add and subtract mode. So if you say, oh, I'm going to start with a range, a color range, but I just want to brush it into a certain area, I can do that by restricting the selection. It even has a function called intersect. And then the final cool function, because you mentioned like sky selection, right? Well, this mm-hmm. is nice. What if you want to select the parts that aren't the sky?
You hit invert.
They have an invert button. And this was just like, okay, This is wonderful. So you can say select the sky, then hit invert, and guess what? You've now selected your entire foreground. Or it's amazing. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm exuberant about this.
What I found is, I first looked at the masking tool and I thought, this looks good. It looks a little bit complicated. This may take a bit of time to work through. And then I started diving into existing shots I had. And what I found is it definitely has some nuances, and I think you're planning to maybe do an online class, and I think that could be beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's enough different.
Especially if they don't have a lot of experience, with more complex masks and what they can do for them artistically. But what I found is it became addictive. I was going through my old photos, landscape ones, and tweaking the sky and then tweaking the mm-hmm. Landscape portion so easily, and then color ranges and luminosity ranges. And the bottom line for me is within a minute, I had an image that would normally take me 15 to 20 minutes mm-hmm. of combined Lightroom and Photoshop and Nick filters and perhaps luminosity masking and all that kind of stuff to get to the same point. I mean, it was just phenomenal. I could not believe how quick and easy and fluid it was. They really did a nice job.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I couldn't agree more.
This is a grand slam, my opinion.
Well, let's step back for a second and just mention why we're excited about this. When it comes to making your photos better, local adjustments are always important. And when it comes to making local adjustments, the ability to the control that you get over how you select pixels on your screen is huge, because the better selection tools you have, then the more adjustments you can make to those ranges. So go back to the old days. You had a dumb brush and you maybe a gradient. So if you wanted to do complex selections, you were going into Photoshop to try to use it's more, and then that's a whole can of worms, right? That's a whole situation where you had to learn another set of tools and what do they do and, you know, all this other stuff. With the tools that are now on board in Lightroom and the way they're implemented, it's quite impressive because you can start with a brush, you can restrict it to a luminance range, or you can start with a luminance range and restrict it with a brush. You can add or subtract. So, I mean, you mentioned the subject, you know, so you click select subject and you say, okay, I've selected the subject, but you know what? I only want to work on the skin tones. So now I'm going to restrict it to a color range that's just the skin tones. Or maybe even further restrict that to just the face. And I'm going to do that. But it gives you this starting selection that is so darn good that you can then just refine it to the way you want in just a matter of clicks. It's great.
What I found with it that really impressed me was after a relatively short amount of time, I was pretty proficient in it. And I was spending all of my mental energy on what do I want this to look like, as opposed to the mechanics of how to get to what I wanted it to look like. It was just so easy and fluid, and it made it very fun and very creative.
Right.
Because I wasn't slowed down through, you know, opening up Photoshop, opening up filters, you know, all those things. It was just fast and fluid.
I absolutely agree with you there. I mean, it's nice. They work better with presets now. You can add in a preset masking range if you want. It's pretty amazing. So I'm still messing with it. I really, really like this update. You know, I mean, lots of little things have come along, you know, incrementally, you know, new sliders, but mm-hmm. this is a huge paradigm shift in terms of the workflow itself, and it's for the better.
Gosh, yes.
And so once I get my hands wrapped around this a little bit more, I'm going to offer some online classes for sure. We'll announce that on the various websites. But if you are an Adobe subscriber, you know, Adobe user, get this update if you haven't already. It's that good.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add, Rick?
No, I love it.
Yeah,
good stuff. Absolutely love it.
And, you know, so we're going to just keep using that. And if you've got questions for us, don't forget to stop by our Facebook page. Ask us a question, facebook.com/imagedoctors. And until next time, happy shooting.
All right. Bye-bye.